basketball, conditioning the mind, body, and spirit. It takes practice, commitment, vision, goal setting, determination, sharp focus, respect, and discipline. Once you learn it, you can apply it to all aspects of your life. The Warrior's mindset prepares you for the largest competition ever, the competition against self.
Hello, everyone. Willie the Bam Johnson's Warrior's Mindset. Warrior's Mindset is about mind, body, and spirit. We use the combination of those three elements to come together as one to overcome all the obstacles and pitfalls that we all face in our lives. Especially today, we're dealing with COVID-19. We continue to push forward and look for the bright light that's inside all of us. And we know that bright light is pushed forward with the Warrior's Mindset. So we thank you all for joining in once again. On this radio show, I mean, every week we come to you with so many great pioneers, martial artists, actors, producers. I mean, it's limitless to what the type of audience that we tap into, but also the guests that come on and just talk about life in general. So today we have two special guests, Dr. Yang, and we have Master Tyrone. They're going to both give you a brief introduction before we begin to talk about certain subject matters that they're working on, as well as how the Warrior's Mindset is just a universal concept that is expressed in every aspect of everything that we do in our lives. And we remember, when we talk about the Warrior's Mindset, we talk about the peaceful warrior. We're not talking about one that's going out there fighting and beating people up, because if you would ever have to use martial arts in a combative situation, we all know we've already lost the fight. So guys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
We're doing great.
Drink a coffee toast to Master Johnson and Master Tyrone. It's not champagne, I'm afraid, but coffee will suffice. And it's truly a great honor for me to be invited on this platform. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. As well as it's an honor and a pleasure to be amongst you both. Thank you.
So who would like to start first and give us a brief introduction?
I'll go first, because as the saying goes, you always save the best till last. So I'll be the warm-up act for the real professional act to come. So I feel privileged. I am a martial artist. I've been doing martial arts since I was nine. My parents, it's a true story, by the way. I got beaten up. I've only lost one fight in my entire life, and that was to a girl. She beat me up at school. So I've never fought a girl ever since then. I'm like, you know what? So my family was like a bit shameful of me and put me into the martial art, because they cannot see their boys. But I am not ashamed about that. First of all, like Master Johnson said, martial art is not about fighting, okay? It is not about fighting. That is not what... it's not called martial killing or martial fighting or martial war. It's called martial art. It literally is an art form. So I was honored to do some martial arts, namely judo, jiu-jitsu, which is my main style. But I feel overwhelmed by the real masters here. So these are world champions. These are Hall of Famers. So I'm not in that kind of category. But I do have, like I said, a little indulgence in the martial arts, not to the kind of caliber that these two gentlemen are, of course, in. And of course, like everyone else, I grew up in the Bruce Lee era. So obviously, you know, Bruce Lee is an idol to everyone, including obviously myself. But what I'm really here for now is the humanitarian aspects of things. And obviously the thing that sparked me most of all is what Master Johnson is doing with his programs in the Point M&A and his movie as well, the 1 out of 100. So that is more closer to my heart, to be honest with you. So I created the global alliance called Art Collective. So it is a global alliance of artists, art activists, and artisans dedicated. And our motto is very simple, is achieving greatness through goodness, okay? And I am in the company of two gentlemen who just fits that motto perfectly. They already achieved greatness through their goodness. So they are perfect fit for the global alliance that I created. And, you know, I obviously don't want to take too much time in this, but, you know, we've taken trade delegation to Africa. So we are, you know, pretty influential worldwide. But that is our goal. Our goal is to deliver goodness upon this earth. Regrettably, I'm sure I don't need to tell everyone here, our world's going through a pandemic, but even before the pandemic, it's been going through various conflict, various antagonistic situation, which is not good for humanity. But what makes me encouraged that I'm going down the right path is that I have other warriors like Master Tyrone, Master Johnson, but they're just warriors for fighting. They're there for teaching, for education, for enlightenment. They're there to do goodness. So that is my path that I journey with both Master Tyrone, Master Bullock. I cannot wipe their feet by the martial arts capability. These guys are way, way at a different level altogether to what I achieve in my martial arts field. So I am honored to be in their shadow in the martial arts field, but where I can walk shoulder to shoulder with these great gentlemen and other people that are in our collective is walk along the humanitarian path, the path of mission, the path of divine godliness. I make no shame about it. I'm here to scientifically prove God. So that is where I want to march shoulder to shoulder with these great gentlemen and with all the brothers and all the sisters that are in this journey to do what our collective motto states, to achieve greatness through goodness. So, and I'm honored that you've given me this voice to talk about that. Thank you.
That's Tyrone.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I'm honored. And it's a blessing to be in you both company. And thank you, Master Johnson, for having us on your show. And I've been a martial artist all my life. I'm 53 years old. Unfortunately, I was put into it after the loss of my mother. She was killed, you know, when I was 3 years old, you know, from violence. And my father wasn't around, so I actually had the opportunity to be raised and trained by my Kung Fu master, you know, who was a Buddhist. And at the temple, you know, it's they train with Shaolin Wushu Kung Fu. I was taken away from the inner city from Newark, New Jersey, you know, at that age, because of the violence that happened to my mother. I was fortunate to that to happen. It's kind of hard to talk about, you know, that part. But I turned a negative to a positive and came back to give back to the communities and actually show them there's another way, you know, to channel your energy other than just violence, fighting, and through the martial arts. Yeah. Shaolin Kung Fu has taught me a lot. Never had the understanding of everyone who went through certain problems from the street, but, you know, a collective experience of watching people and learning from them, you know, with their troubles. I couldn't compare, you know, because I was taken at a younger age. I couldn't compare. So, you know, I learned from a lot of what the world is really going through. And not to even think that, you know, it was so close to home. You know, I didn't realize till later, you know, exactly what happened to my mother. You know, it wasn't told till later. So training a few thousand of children, you know, to teach them good health, visions, strength, through martial arts, you know, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. And, you know, I'm always, you know, so excited and blessed to be in the company. But God brings me good people in my life, like Dr. Ying and yourself, Master Bear. So I'm always blessed for that to happen. And Dr. Ying has brought us together on a collective journey. And I'm so honored to be on it.
Well, you know, I'm just a real emotional person. And when you talk about your mother and you talk about that aspiration, that's what, you know, my mom died in my arms. And I always tell people that was a blessing because it forced me to grow up. And my journey was always to get out of the project so my mom could get off of welfare and have a great life. When I shed tears, I just believe that it's so important for kids and men, young boys, to know that it's okay to cry. Yeah. It's okay to be emotional. We were taught so much that be a man. Don't share your emotions. Don't talk about what you feel. And I know, Master Tyrone, we've been knowing each other for such a long time. And to hear that story, to see how we are so much alike and different, that's the importance of a show like this or us all coming together. I mean, I don't know how God made this even possible. You know, I just picked up the phone and called you and said, let's work together. And we've been doing things for a long time, but it was just to make a change and to impact the world, especially to save so many children. They need us to work together rather than work apart. Exactly. While we're fussing about politics and fussing about who's going to get what, a child's life is being threatened, even as we're on this podcast right now. And I just think that has to be the number one priority. And that's what the Warrior's Mindset is about. It's about being warriors of peace, walking through those places and telling the child, you don't have to be sacrificed to the jail, to drugs, to alcohol, to none of these negatives. Not even we know so many kids are not going to come back from COVID. Some of them are going to be forever lost because I call it the casualties of COVID. Right. I believe we're all coming together to show those that can be that one, they can stand up and we can change that statistic, and it don't have to be just 1%. Dr. Yang, how do you think the Warrior's Mindset and our collective collaboration can truly be a united impact in helping the next generation?
Well, we're starting it by talking about it. We are the voice, and I want us to be the voice of goodness, because regrettably in this world, most of the voice are the evil people, or the extremists. They shout the loudest, you know, and that's one of the things that angers me, is that too many of the good people are just silent. They're intimidated, or they just like feel, oh no, we have to be quiet. And no, we must not ever be quiet. We must never be quiet. We must never turn our back to evil, you know? And I am, everyone that knows me knows I'm very, very loud, you know, to a point of being obnoxious maybe. But I believe we should be the voice. We should be the voice of goodness. You know, and to your issue is, do I believe in I'm a nuclear physicist, so I'm very scientific. I obviously believe that there is divine reason why we're all together, fatalistic. So I'll just tell you a humorous story, a quick one, okay? So just like this, you know, Master Bug for so many years, but I've just been introduced to you now for a reason. So when I knew I was going to be on this radio thing, I had, because my internet was actually pretty atrocious. I won't tell you who the provider, but I had a new internet installed just a couple of days ago. The reason why this story is so relevant, it's so funny anyway, but it's fatalistic. But my technician who came here to install my thing, he's from Philippines, and his name is Diaz Dabdo. I apologize for that, but it's Spanish and it means God given. Whoa. Now, the reason why I mentioned that is my book, those that know my book, and I will plant it, it's called God. It's God. And it's also been translated by my master scribe Andrew Wendt into Spanish, Dios. It will also be available in all other multiple languages, in Hebrew, Arabic, Dutch, Italian, so all this. So I was really, really like, you know what? Call it coincidence or whatever, but I just believe that God is in my presence, even in heaven, here on earth, that the God say, oh, Dr. Ying, you've got to stay focused. Your technician here is called God-given. So he's going to install your perfect internet so you can have a perfect interview with both Master Tyrone and Master Bullock. So that's side story apart. But yeah, there is a real fatalistic reason why we're together. And we are together for a reason, because this world is going down a dark, dark spiral, to be honest with you, irrespective of, you know, beyond just the COVID. COVID is just exacerbate. In a way, I don't want to make light of it, because obviously a lot of people lost their lives, so it is not light work. But there is a silver lining to every cloud. So the silver lining of every cloud is COVID has made humanity sit up and took notice. Because the way I describe it, humanity has been walking blindfolded in a daze towards a preface that doesn't know it. So as deadly as COVID has been, it has made humanity take up and take notice that, you know what, we need to make changes. Where we're going is not ideally the path of goodness. You know, so collectively, I mean, you've been doing this for many, many years now. So I started this collective only in 2015. So it's a relative new, but despite that relative newness, we are a global alliance now. We have a lot of influential people around the world. And it's that organization, along with yours, along with Master Tyrone, that we are all now like giant jigsaw puzzle that is coming together, and we're creating a divine picture that we will deliver to the world. So is that beacon of light? Is it that beacon of hope? Okay, so in this time of despair, we have to show the path, that there is a righteous path, that there is a divine path, that there is a path for the future, a good future, a better future. Okay, and that light, we will shine in all the darkest corners, in the corners of great poverty, of great suffering. Those are the corners of darkness that we will go to, where others will run away from it, others will shield away from it. I know with people like yourself, we will not do that, because we know that's where we need to go. That is where we need to bring the light, and that's where we need to bring humanity out of that darkness into light. And that is what our collective is here to do. And a little bit later, I'll obviously talk about specific programs that we will be involved in, that I want your organization to be involved in with us. To you know, money still talks, so we still need to generate the capital. So a lot of the entities that we incorporate is in the field of art, business, and charity. So we have a holistic model that integrates all three. Okay, so we're not just making wealth for wealth's sake. We are making wealth so that we can apply it to a divine good project, like your Point M&A project, like the OHA educational platform, which through Andrew Wendt is our goal to raise $100 million to buy 1 million solar panel tablets, which will have educational curriculum for mathematics, for languages, and most importantly, for peace, that we will distribute freely to the rest of the world to show them that there is hope, that there is greatness and goodness to come. Okay, but I'll go into a bit more detail hopefully down the line. But that is what our collective are involved in, and I'm so honored to have now Master Tyrone from his Dragon Entertainment bring me on board, and now Master Johnson to bring on board his Point NMA organization as well. So it's a blessing for me. Thank you,
Tyrone. I mean, as we go on with that same question. I mean, your heart, your spirit, I don't think I have ever seen you with an evil face or a sense of arrogance whenever we'd have been to events, and to know what you had to go through to get to that higher level. That's what brought tears to my heart. and it still touches my heart when I say it back to you. But for a man to just call you after more than one, 2 or 3 years and just say, let's come together, and for you to immediately switch that call and hook me and you and Dr. Yang up with no hidden agenda, with no fear or doubt. I think one of the problems with the world is that everybody either got a hidden agenda, they're trying to manipulate someone, is always me, me, me. But I feel like I'm honored because that's not why I call. What makes your heart so giving and so caring about that collective collaboration, and why?
That's a good question. I was raised with good values. You know, I had that, you know, opportunity to be raised with great people and surrounded by great people. But my heart always went out to people that was unfortunate, you know, to have the same experience or to know where their next meal will come from. So I've made many, many accomplishments through martial arts and business. But my main accomplishment was helping children in single family homes, you know, get through tough times. And that is a big, you know, part of my heart, to make sure, you know, a child have a chance, you know, to achieve and grow in the world of this dark times. And, you know, the world is full of unpleasantries, you know, but we always can turn a negative to a positive. And there's so many people out there doing the same thing like yourself and Dr. Yun that I'm always honored and always look up to, you know, no matter what of my achievements is, I always look up to everyone else who's doing it a different way or even better. You guys, you know, you're the greatest. You know, you're the greatest of what you do. You know, Master Bam, I've watched you for years. You know, you've always had a big heart. I love your family. I love your values. You know, you're amazing. You're amazing. God brought me and Dr. Yang together. I just reached out to him for a part in my film, not knowing that he was going to come with all of these godly things and such a great heart that he has. Yet he has a strong voice, but you know, the world needs that. You know, I'm not blessed with a strong voice. He is. He is. You know, we all are blessed with a big heart though. And we can't heal the world by ourselves. You know, we have to heal the world together. And that's why, you know, I'm always willing to work with great people like yourselves.
You know, when we think of the warrior's mindset, I mean, because of my adversities by choice, because of the lack of, I think, you know, when I speak of our generation, I believe our parent, and I can speak, my parents did their very best to provide opportunities for me, but their choices, their opportunities were limited. But the one thing they could do is stress character, respect, honor, and discipline. The struggles that they had around them were so devastating that we tend to see why they probably drunk or why they probably made negative choices that they, you know, many of them said, do what I say, but not what I do. And I think what we were able to do was make better choices because they gave us better opportunities. It don't matter what choices they made at that time because they did the best with what they had at that time. Right. And now we're in a position to do the exact same thing, to provide better opportunities for our children. I think where I see, why is it so important for us to stay true? A warrior, even under dire circumstances, when everything good seems bad and everything bad seems good, we must still fight harder at that particular time. And I hate to use that term. We must be willing to sacrifice if it's for the righteousness of other people. And for a higher purpose, we have to be warriors to stand up for peace, harmony and happiness. Is that correct, Dr. Yang?
You are absolutely spot on. In fact, obviously, this radio is called the Warrior's Way. I'll just tell you the truth, because I know your mission is to use that martial art practice to teach practical solutions to your youth in every aspect of life, including getting a job. And this is a true story. I'm probably the oldest one here. I first went for my first job interview 40 years ago, four decades ago. I was nervous as hell, to be honest with you, absolutely nervous. I was so trepidation. I thought I was going to screw it up. Then I went into my warrior way, my martial arts way. I focused my mind and I imagined the interviewer as my my combatant, as my foe. Obviously not in an evil way, but in a, you know, martial art way where you have competition, where you practice one-on-one. And I learned from the martial arts how to calm myself down, how to get myself focused, which is the warrior way. And I absolutely flew that interview that they offered me the job, like on the spot, okay? So if it wasn't for the martial arts way to teach me how to stay focused, how to stay calm, and how to project the right energy forward, I would not have got my first job. I'd probably be still selling newspaper at the corner, probably still, you know. So that's why I totally understand why you're using that to teach your youth in a practical way that, you know, you can apply it. It's not just for self-defense. It's not just for protecting yourself in a barroom fight. No, it has practical way beyond just that. It has a lot of, and for me, absolutely. I literally got my very first job because I put my mindset, exactly what this radio program, in the warrior's way of thinking. And because of that, I sailed through my first job interview with great confidence, and I was offered a job on the spot. So yeah, absolutely, from my own experience.
Master Tyrone, how have you been able to demonstrate? I guess we call you the peaceful warrior, as you say, you move in silence, you know? So how do you continue to propel that mindset forward, even in your business now?
Myself, you know, my children and my family is my backbone. And it's all about leaving a great legacy. My youngest son, you know, he's pretty much taking on those big shoes, and he's making me look good. But myself as well, I'm always happy to hear, you know, a certain child has graduated from high school or the first one to ever go to college because they had the opportunity to learn martial arts and good values. So that helps me keep going and keep going and keep going, that, you know, we are making a difference, we are making a change. And, you know, that's a great feeling. You know, I've had so many students, and, you know, I've never missed one graduation from middle school, high school, or even college. So it's a big deal to them, you know, because we as martial arts teachers, we're like father figures. And we set a big impact in their life. So it kind of starts from, even though it starts in the dojo, but it starts from home, you know. But not everyone has the opportunity to have those home values and great positive upbringing, you know. So, you know, people like ourselves, you know, we push them to do better in life so we can help heal the world together. Our children, you know, they are the future. They are the future. And if we don't put good ways and values into the children, we have no future. Yes. So,
I'm sorry, Master Tyrone. Go ahead.
No, I'm good. But thank you. Yes. That has been my push and my strive to continue to move on with business and martial arts as well.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Yang, as he talked about legacy, when you begin to, it's funny when you begin to speak about the NFT. Once again, I'm an amateur. I know nothing about none of that. So I'm even like, even the Zoom and the technology, my children are the ones that set all this stuff up. I'm old school. I'm still trying to catch up. I remember in a speech with Damon John, he had said, the next time your children are on the cell phone, rather than telling them to hang it up, ask them, what are you doing? Show me what you're doing. So me and my wife have taken that by the horn and saying, show us how to use YouTube. Show us how to get on TikTok. So because kids, they're growing up in this whole new world. Tell us a little bit more about your legacy and even NFT, because I still don't think most people even understand it. I mean, they've heard things, but they don't understand it.
Yeah, no, this is a beautiful lead-in, because the future don't belong to us, to be honest. We're old men, okay? The future belongs to our kids, our grandchildren. They're the future. So we have to ensure that as fathers, as grandfathers, as teachers, as masters, that we lead them in the right path. So one of the new path that you know we're working on, and the major plug for us now, it's called this non-fungible token, NFT. So I've taken the same warrior attitude, the same warrior world that I mentioned to you about getting my first job. I've taken that same approach, stay focused, project the right energy. Now, for those that may have already heard about NFT recently, it is a new technology. Basically, the way I describe it, it's like buying a share in a company. So you have a share in a company, you own a portion of that company share. You don't own the whole company, but you own a small part, depending on how many shares you have in that company. Well, similarly, NFT is like that. It's that you're buying a small digital share of a merchandise of any entity. So, like example, the NBA recently sold five of their merchandising on their platform, and in under 30 days, they generated $366 million. That's a third of $1 billion. The marketplace has projected that NFT will turn into a $1 trillion business. So we're talking about a business that will outswamp almost every other market that's coming. Okay, so this is a platform that is perfect fit for what we want to do, because the NFT, we through our collective are attached to technology partners, so that's the good thing. So not only we're connected to great souls and martial arts like, but we are attached to technology partners, which can take this NFT platform. It is a blockchain platform. Blockchain, people may have heard it for Bitcoin. So we're taking that platform and we're digitizing various products. In this case, we plan on digitizing the Dragon Squad movie, which is being made by Master Tyrone through his organization, Dragon Entertainment. Our plan is also to digitize Master Johnson's movie, 1 out of 100, and take that digitized NFT product and sell it to our fan base, to a global and through our collective, not only through the US fan base, but worldwide. So if we can create a fraction of that $1 trillion business, then we can generate a lot of money. Now, again, I make it clear, we're not making money just for money's sake, okay? We are making money for our good causes. Obviously, Master Johnson, through his youth program, martial arts youth program, absolutely. It's gonna take money to invest in that through our OHA, which is through our partner, Andrew Wen. As I said, we want to generate $100 million to buy a million tablets to produce educational tablets, which we will give freely to all the children. So every children, whether they're in the middle of the desert, a jungle, they don't have no money, no nothing. But the greatest power we can give them, beyond obviously food and air, is knowledge. Knowledge is what is going to overcome. Knowledge is what's going to overcome racism. Knowledge is what's going to overcome ignorance. Knowledge is what's going to overcome war with peace. Okay, and that is our goal. And this NFT platform, which we're working with our technology partner, including Yascoin and Cash Hero, we're generating a new website called NFT iMart. So folks, look out for that platform, okay? And we're going to be embedding both Master Johnson 100 movie, and also Master Bullock Dragon Squat movie, and we're going to be generating wealth, but wealth for a good cause. Okay, so that is the future, gentlemen, and I want to make sure that we are part of this bright, good future to come in the technology sphere.
And for Master Tyrone, how do you see it? I heard about someone buying a painting. I guess it was the queen brought a paint. Someone brought a painting for like $30 million or something. And I heard it, but I was like, what is that?
No, $69 million from Christie. Bought digital art piece for $69 million for Christie.
So was that the Twitter, first piece?
Yeah.
And that was Twitter the first CEO, piece of art.
Yeah. And the Twitter CEO sold his very first tweet. His tweet for $2.5 million on this NFT platform. So there are, like I said to you, there are great opportunities for us to generate the necessary wealth that will support our good humanitarian effort. And that's what our cause is. Our cause is to finance the bright future for your children and your children, the next generation. So yeah, there is huge, huge amount of opportunities there for us.
And Master Tyrone, I bring it, you know, in your words to explain it. I once heard read a book. It said, everything I ever needed to learn in life, I learned in kindergarten. So can you take the average people to the level of kindergarten so they can understand what Dr. Yeti's talking about?
You know, when it comes to business, Dr. Yeti is the best, you know. You can't say it no better than him. You know, I'm learning a lot from this brilliant gentleman. And I love the idea. And he said it spot on that, you know, it takes money to continue to help people. You know, yeah, I was fortunate to help so many people, but, you know, that was an uphill battle. Mm-hmm. That was an uphill battle financially. So, you know, to hear other ways that, you know, we can generate money to continue to help people, we can help more people if we have more money. So, you know, I love Dr. Yin for bringing this brilliant idea, you know, to the table, and I'm honored to even be part of this big journey. You know, we can grow together and build this empire to continue to help unfortunate people in the world. So I love it. I love it.
You know, Dr. Yang, when you talk about this, it's funny, once again, how God works. Because I've been pushing so hard to take the Kids Point of MA program into these communities. And I like to get away from the term underprivileged, because I believe it's a state of mind. I believe kids in the suburbs, kids anywhere. I mean, I haven't been to China, kids there, they have the same struggles as a kid. We're having to, you know, it's an emotional struggle and an environmental struggle. So I hate to put labels on people, because sometimes you can begin to believe that label and live up to that label. So I want to kind of like get away from that underprivileged terminology. But what I said, man, in order to go back to those cities and help these kids that might come to a dojo and the mom might say, my baby cannot afford these lessons, but you look at their feet and they got a pair of $300 tennis shoes on. And I'm like, hold up, they got the money. Their priorities are just messed up. Or wow. You see the mom with these fingernails on it. You know them fingernails cost hundreds of dollars in their hair, but they can't pay for the one thing that we know can build them up and make them independently strong. So I was like, man, how can I go back? But every time you mention nonprofit, people think it's a poor mindset. Some people of wealth don't want to be associated with it. So I said, profitable change. That was my concept, profitable change. And it goes right to what you guys are saying. In order to make change, you gotta make profit. And the other thing, even if you go back to an inner city where a kid can't afford it, or any place, you can't give it to them for free. You got to give them some ultimatum. Your trash cans report to the dojo and clean the back of the dojo. Get your grades in order. Mommy and daddy, you got to be held accountable in this situation too. You don't just get a free ride to drop your kid off and we babysit. You're held accountable too. How important, because once again, many of us talk about change, but how important are those elements right there, Dr. Yang and Master Tyrone, about just changing their mindset about wealth, about priorities, about accountability? How important is that?
That is at the crux. It is the most important, the most important. Because I said to you, you have to change the mindset. So too often people go into a martial arts gym thinking, I'm going to be a great fighter. I'm going to be, you know, all they think about is just beating people up, regrettably. You think martial arts is just about, oh, teach me how to punch someone's head off. No, that is a total wrong mindset. You know, we don't want bullies in our dojo. We don't want silly people coming in thinking, you know, they're the next Bruce Lee, whatever. Okay? It is we have to show them. And we have to be the voice. I have to tell people. So when I tell people this, I don't tell them about, you know, this technique and gouge the eyes out, or this technique. No, I tell them, listen, the martial arts, the way of the warriors got me my first job. You know, the martial arts warrior attitude is what's driving me now to put together this platform to attack this $1 trillion business empire. It is that martial arts way, that mentality. Okay? So yeah, I've done martial arts for 40 years, but luckily I don't have to punch anyone in the face to achieve greatness. I can achieve greatness by using that way to get myself a good paying job, by using myself, by bringing the technology people, by bringing together to go out there and be part of a $1 trillion business. That is what we need to tell every kid, whether it's in the inner city, whether it's the rich kids on Wall Street. We have to tell them that. That is the martial arts way, okay? All right? How do I beat up people, okay? That is not what a dojo is there for. So we need to change their mindset. We need to tell the parents and the kids, you come here, we're teaching a different attitude. We're teaching you a way of life that will help you to have confidence in yourself. So you can go out there and get a decent job. So you can go out there, be part of like our collective. So you can be part of your own $1 trillion business or be part of our collective business, okay? But if you want to be part of our collective with great technology partners, I mentioned Yascoin, Cashiro, with great martial arts movie entrepreneurs like Dragon Entertainment and yourself, then you come and join us. But you come and join us with that wisdom, with that heart. I don't want you coming here telling me, oh, I can break a brick and how many people I can beat up in it. No, we don't need that kind of people, okay? Okay, that kind of people, no offense, but go and work in whatever sleazy bar that you need to beat up people for. That's not the enterprise that I'm and our collective are using the warrior way. Our warrior way is a way of the lift. It is the principle of the Shaolin Temple. It is the principle of Buddhism. It is the principle that Master Johnson is bringing to inner city. It is the principle that Master Bullock is bringing to his Buddhism people that he's part of, okay? So the first thing you mentioned, and is absolutely right, the thing that makes Master Bullock and yourself, and hopefully I fit into that, yes, it's not our battle way, but it's our heart. Our heart has to be in the right way, okay? So yes, so you're absolutely spot on. It is not just an important, it is the most important aspect of our warrior way, is to change that mindset. And I want to be that voice. Okay, Master Ty Bullock is kind enough to say I have a good voice. I have a big mouth. That's basically what the technical word is. But I make no shame about that. God gave me a big brain and a huge mouth. And that's what I intend to voice to goodness and to work with other angels. I call you angels because you actually are other angels like yourself. And to make our voice be heard. So we can lead those children, whether they're from the inner cities or from Wall Street. We give every single child poor, rich, middle class, whatever. We give them a dream, an aspiration, a hope that they can use their martial arts in the warrior way to get a job, to get a girlfriend, but to live a good life. That's the most important thing. And it's all a mindset. So absolutely, 100% agree with you, Master Johnson.
Yes, Master Tyrone.
Yes.
I mean, it's a profitable change. I mean, how important is it?
It's very important. You know, we struggle every day of trying to figure out how to pay this bill, how to keep your school open, how to keep your doors open, everyone goes through that problem, no matter, you know, how well of a job you have or had. At these dark days and times, you know, we definitely need that profitable change. You know, something more, you know, concrete and secure. So we can move forward, you know, and help everyone else as well as help ourselves.
Well, you know, in closing, if we wanted to leave anything to people out there that's listening, you know, what can we say? What would each one of you want to say? I mean, I know one thing that I would like to add, and I think sometimes when I go and I tell people I want to teach Point MMA at a community center or at a school, I was fortunate to be able to learn how to run a business at 13. So I've been able to make a comfortable living off of running my own martial arts school after all the bad. And that was because I was fortunate to learn from the guys that pioneered martial arts business, not as a struggling business, but a profitable business. The problem is that sometimes people teach martial arts as a part-time activity and not as a way of life. So if you don't have a curriculum, if you don't have a marketing plan, if you don't have a class agenda, if you don't have certain elements that builds an infrastructure of a storefront or a virtual business, what ends up happening, what I think I see, is that you have people that are not the peaceful warriors, but the fighting warriors taking out their daily frustration in the classroom on a child. You know, I believe that, and I'm not criticizing, but I believe that some of our methods of teaching martial arts in the past were abusive. I believe that they were wrong because they weren't scientifically researched. They were taught based upon our emotional frustration and our egos. And we said, fight. I said, hit him harder. That wasn't right, because how many people probably got concussions? How many of us just, you know, we say only the strong survive, but what about the ones that didn't survive? Yeah. We don't supposed to leave anybody behind. We supposed to try to bring everybody forward. But if the systems that we're teaching is designed to abuse you and beat you down and force you out, that's not right. Because I think we deal with a group of, many people say today our kids are not strong enough. They're not strong like we used to be. I believe that's wrong. I believe that our kids are mentally stronger than any other generation that we have ever had. We just got to help them get emotionally balanced with that mental mindset due to physical safety instructions, not brutality and abuse. And we got to step back sometimes to even learn their new approaches so we can be able to grow together. We got to listen to them rather than always preaching to them. And I think if we can fix that, that's truly what Point MMA is. It's that. It's not the kicks. It's not the punches. It's, and I'm sorry, because people did that to me. I don't want to repeat that to my kids. I want to sit back and say, what do you want to do? And even if I don't understand, I want to seek to understand, and then we can walk together and I can take a back seat to your greatness. That's the only way we can help the next generation, I believe. Dr. Yang.
You're absolutely spot on. So in closing word, those that are listening and watching, I tell you this, okay? Use the warrior way in the righteous and the good way, okay? Build your confidence, focus your energy down the right path, okay? And there is a light at that end of the tunnel. And that light is being shone by great people like Master Johnson and Master Bullock, okay? Regrettably, there are not too many masters and people of that good of heart, but they are out there. And we must share our voice out there, and we must shine that light so those that have the warrior ways are led down the right path, okay? Okay? And he's absolutely right. The new survivor of the strongest is of the mind, okay? Because we will, the next generation of humanity, if they continue down the path of just basically using their muscle and their violence to conquer, then we will go extinct. But if we evolve and say the strongest part is our mind, then humanity will evolve, and they will evolve, and they will explore the outer stars, and equally more importantly, the inner spirit. And I am blessed to be one of those few that will carry the light along with Master Johnson and Master Bullock to shine the light for the rest of humanity in my own way, in my own warrior way. So the martial art taught me that. Yeah, I was not a world champion martial artist, but that's fine. That was not my destiny path, but it did teach me how to become a true warrior. And I am a true warrior, okay? Thanks to martial art, okay? So, and I am blessed that martial arts has brought me along this path, and now in the presence of two really awesome, amazing martial artists, who has the same equal heart to do the right thing. And that is what I want to close out, is that there is hope, there is aspiration, there is a dream for those. So continue to watch this space, folks, because we are going into an exciting future together. So God bless you all.
Master Tyrone, can you give us one word before we leave?
Yes, follow the warrior way. Never give up. Don't give in to what life throws curveballs at you. Keep going and live free, live young, in good health. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
Let's stay, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Bye.
Bye.
Bless you.